You're listening to SBS News.
India is in hot pursuit of its first ever series win in Australia as the fourth cricket test continues this weekend at the SCG. Australia dropped struggling opener Aaron Finch and all-rounder Mitch Marsh, with Peter Hanscom and Marcus Labuschagne coming in. India also made two changes, replacing Ishant Sharma and Rohit Sharma with KL Rahul and Kuldeep Yadav. India needs only to draw the match to win its first series in Australia, 70 years since their first test series here in 1947. The New Year's test is also hugely important to the fundraising efforts of the McGrath Foundation. This year, the charity is hoping to raise more than $2 million towards funding breast cancer care nurses. The foundation was formed after the death of former Australia fast bowler Glenn McGrath's wife, Jane. Glenn McGrath says he's proud of what the foundation has achieved so far.
The first year, you know, I think 11 tests ago, yeah, we didn't know what to expect, and each year it gets bigger and better. And I'm normally pretty busy through this test match, but on day three, on Jay McGrath Day, I try to take, you know, 5 or 10 minutes out of my day just to look around and see what's been created, to see, you know, the ground awash in pink, the sponsors, the logos, to see everyone turn up in pink is a moment of celebration for what's been created.
In the Men's Big Bash League on Friday night, the ladder-leading Hobart Hurricanes take on the third-place Sydney Sixers. On Saturday in the Women's Big Bash, second-place Sydney Thunder meets the struggling Melbourne Stars. Sydney FC kicks off round 11 of the A-League with a home match against the Central Coast Mariners. League leader Perth Glory plays on Sunday, travelling north to take on the Brisbane Roar. New Glory coach Tony Popovich is happy to have finished the year on top, but after playing away at the Mariners during the week, he is also mindful the busy Christmas and New Year schedule can take a toll.
Players have done exceptionally well in the first third of the season to be on top, but we know there is a lot of work ahead, really busy schedule. We've put ourselves in a good position, and now we've got to navigate a tricky period and try and finish the season strong.
In the W League this weekend, Sydney FC needs a win to keep pace with the leaders. The Sky Blues take on the Newcastle Jets on Friday afternoon in a match that can be seen on SBS Viceland from 5 p.m. The league-leading Melbourne Victory have a derby against Melbourne City on Saturday. SBS has live coverage of the English Premier League blockbuster between Manchester City and Liverpool early on Friday morning, and City needs to win to cut the gap to lead Liverpool back to 4 points. In a possible attempt to put pressure on City, Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp says City is the number one team on the planet.
For me, still the best team in the world. That's how it is. And I don't say that to say that. I said it weeks ago because I'm 100% my opinion, because that's the way how they play and all the things they achieved.
The summer of tennis is clicking into gear with the Hopman Cup and the Brisbane International in full swing. One big name forced to pull out of the tournament in Brisbane is world number two Rafael Nadal. The Spaniard had an MRI scan soon after arriving in Australia, and it showed a minor strain on his left thigh. After taking medical advice, Nadal explained that he pulled out to make sure that he's fit and ready for the Australian Open in Melbourne.
Everybody's telling me that it's not a good idea to increase the possibility to convert the strain in a bigger problem.
Nadal will be aiming for a second title at the Australian Open after winning the event in 2009. And in the National Basketball League this weekend, the Sydney Kings will look to stay on top of the ladder when they take on the Illawarra Hawks on Saturday afternoon. In the WNBL, the Sydney University Flames will meet the Dandenong Rangers on Sunday afternoon from 3 p.m. John Baldock, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.